With New Year's just a couple of weeks away, you may be thinking about resolutions for 2009. Perhaps you're considering one from years past that you still haven't stuck to. Most of us have some area of our lives we've been struggling to fix for a long time. Making lasting changes can be tough. Radio rookie Kadeem Wright keeps resolving to do better in school, but over and over again, he finds himself stuck.
Have you ever had an epiphany? Like Buddha sitting under the tree? Like Muhammad meditating on the mountain? Well, my epiphany came about in my fifth grade class. I was daydreaming, and I realized I have potential to do great things. My teacher thought I was smart, and ever since then, I've been hearing that over.
Like I always told your mother, you are one in a million.
And over.
Smart.
I think that you are a really intelligent young man.
Inquisitive.
And over.
Thoughtful.
Someone who has potential.
Again. But anytime I hear that, I know what'll come next.
We all believe and know that you could do better.
Unmotivated.
You're a little lazy.
So one thing I know about you is that you're not keen on doing your history homework.
My friends and I like to discuss philosophy, religion, and history. But we usually just BS to get by in school.
So what are you doing now?
Right now I'm going over some mathematics for tomorrow's lesson in class.
Now you're just sitting here watching Family Guy.
Orlando and I are the O and K in the alphabet soup of slackers.
Yeah, be honest.
Oh, yeah, be like truthful?
Yeah, like.
But as scary as it sounds, we're doing better than the majority of black male teens in New York City. I recently read about a study that showed that one-third of us graduate high school in 4 years. I'm shocked and disappointed. I don't want to be one of the dropouts, but I'm not completely on the other side of the rainbow.
So can you tell me where you've been the past 3 days?
Well,
You haven't been here when you needed to be here, and so I'm gonna sound a little frustrated.
Mamma mia. Here we go again.
And you need to be honest, because that's the only way this is going to work.
Mr. Cassidy works at my after-school program, Legal Outreach.
What did you do when you got home?
I did my homework.
Some legal outreach kids get into Princeton, Harvard, and Yale, but that's not what I'm headed for. Sometimes I miss the alarm clock and don't even show up for the free SAT classes in college prep.
You need to really try to understand why it is that you're avoiding this and making things worse for yourself.
Was that a question?
No, it wasn't a question. It's a statement. It's, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to change things? Because right now you're on a downward spiral. Then what happens next? Then you don't have the same potential to go off into college, and then the same potential to go off and get a job, and then you find yourself stuck. And I'm tired of all these people just getting stuck where they are because they're just cutting themselves short. You know the right answers, you know what we want to hear, but you don't do it. How are you going to change that? What's going to happen? What's the next step here?
The next step? If I knew, I would have done that a long time ago.
When I listen back to that moment right there, I can feel my pride ooze out of me. I'm left with just enough breath to tell the truth.
If I knew, I would have done that a long time ago.
College professors have spent their entire careers trying to understand and solve this problem. They research things like instruction, peer pressure, fear of failure, and parent involvement. Okay, I'm not getting a PhD, but I wonder which of these issues is holding me back.
So what's your weight on?
On the weekends, my mom does hair at a big beauty salon. Maybe one of the reasons I don't make honor roll is my mom is completely oblivious to my education. Psych! I couldn't have asked for a better mother.
Did you do your homework today? Because Miss Sipior told me that your class is dropping.
My mom's not the reason I'm not doing my homework.
I would love to just put you in a glass house and leave you there. That's no problem, nothing like what I go through.
My mom wants to protect me from bad influences in my neighborhood, fast girls, and guys on the corner. But it's hard to keep me in a glass house if rocks are being thrown.
Caution, entering a 21st century urban school where it's easy to find girls who do their homework and rock the word nerd. But a lot of the boys want to live the hood dream nice clothes, girls, respect, and money. If you're not a part of the masses, beware. The college professors call this peer pressure. I made too much money, I ain't make enough yet, so I
scratch. And yes, Junior's the best. There's a lot of intimidation, you know, of boys around that. Or if you're seen as a nerd, or if you're seen as smart, then maybe you're seen as, like, weak.
Ms. Tene is a youth specialist in my school. Most of the kids are black.
The predominant image of other men your age is one where they're not really doing much, or, you know, they're hanging on the block. I'm not saying that that's the way it is, but that might be the image. Then maybe your motivation to do really well is diminished. But I don't necessarily think it's because you're black that you're not going to apply yourself to school, because I know a lot of young black men who do.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. Figaro. All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Shambay Powell.
My cousin Shambay is one of those successful young black men Ms. Tene is talking about. He lives in suburban Maryland. He shifted from being an average student to honor roll status. And he says friends do play a big role, but his dad plays a bigger one.
I see the way he works hard, and I see the way the money that he makes. And I mean, actually, I really don't want to work as hard as he does to make the amount of money that he makes. But I definitely think of him as a role model. And he has a lot bigger of an impact on me than my friends do.
I wish I could say that about my father.
They are teachers.
He calls me 3 times a year from Costa Rica.
And they're role models.
Expects me to be 100% dependent on my mother.
They are examples of success.
And has kids with 4 different women.
And the men who constantly push us towards success.
Barack Obama would love him. But honestly, my dad isn't what's stopping me from doing what I need to do. So maybe my school is the problem? What if I switch to my cousin's school in the suburbs? The black male students in his little county graduate at a much higher rate than in New York City.
Go to her locker.
My friends Neville, Sabian, and I were hanging out in the art room at my school. We are all on track to graduate. But graduating from our school isn't like graduating from a prep school like Dalton.
I can understand why some of my friends don't want to come to school. I mean, in certain white, in like certain schools, they cook their food fresh. The students have nap time. The students have like time to come in late.
We have less money. We don't get the best textbooks, and our calculators are not renewed all the time. So I think the social economic class or social class really plays key role expressing why certain people do better than others.
To be on the real, I don't exactly blame our school for my laziness. Some students get A's, like Sabian. She has a 93 average. Granted, I came into the world with the options of a pawn, not a king. But I know there's a boy in this world right here who doesn't let wannabe thugs bring him down, who doesn't care that his free lunch tastes like mud on dirt, and who can bust out A's. I'm still hoping I'm going to be that boy. But every time I opened up my report card, I'm not, and I still don't know why.
Got a 45, lowest grade ever had in my life. Like, I know how I should feel. I know how everybody else is going to feel.
Am I going to make everybody happy, including myself? Or will I keep wasting my potential?
Then I'll just slip away, I guess.
For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Kadeem Wright.